You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last year, we told you about the 208 Comedy Fest in Boise. Now, the festival brings in a diverse array of nationally renowned comics to elevate the quality of comedy in the Treasure Valley. This year, more than 60 comics will perform at six venues across downtown Boise. And joining us live in studio are Dylan Haas and Emma Arnold, co-directors and co-founders of the 208 Comedy Fest. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, you so much, Gemma, for having us again.
This is Dylan. This is the sound of my voice.
I love it. Okay, so let's talk about the festival. How long has it been going on? And beyond that, what inspired you to put a comedy festival together?
Oh, boy.
So this is our third year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just performing at Bumbershoot this past weekend. Yeah, in Seattle. And while I was there, I kind of had this reminder why we started a festival. And It was because we had, like, I, as a touring comic from Boise, I don't get to be part of, like, the L.A. scene or the New York scene. And at Bumbershoot, I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of why we started a festival, was to make all of our funny friends come hang out with us here in our cute town.
Yeah, and we timed it after Bumbershoot in the first place, which I think Emma may be the first person who's actually
noticed
that
connection.
Yeah,
we thought people would come from Bumbershoot, but not very many people have. But
maybe they will one of these days because they want to be part of the Boise comedy.
Yeah. Best festival in the Northwest.
It's wonderful. It's really good. And people at Bumbershoot kept being like, oh my God, I want to do your festival next year. I like
really?
It. Yeah. So it's kind of gotten like a really good reputation outside of just Idaho.
Yeah. I sound like I'm being silly, but it genuinely is the best festival in the Northwest.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So what do you think makes it the best? I mean, honestly, and because I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, Bumbershoot is huge and crazy. It's just so big, and it just gets bigger. It almost feels
it's too big.
It was huge. I had a really, really good time. But
that's not a comedy fest, right?
It's not. No, they focus mostly on music, and
it's a music
part
of
it too. Yeah, and I think that's part of it is we focus just on the comedy aspect of it. We bring in people. I mean, our track record is pretty amazing. We've every year so far been right about like who was going to get Comedy Central specials and who was going to get a Netflix special. Yeah. We've gotten people while they were cheap, essentially.
you can't afford them now.
We cannot afford them now. That's the problem. Is if you see them on TV, we probably can't afford them. But
we get them. We get people who who do have specials already, and who just aren't household names yet. So
tell me about some of the comics you've had who have gone on to have, like as you said, like on Netflix or Comedy Central.
Yeah, we had Gina Yashri at Comedy Fort, I think.
Great.
Actually,
yeah, we're kind of leading the two together.
Definitely. But Gina Yashri went. She got a Netflix special right after that got announced. Dave Ross got a Comedy Central half hour.
Will Miles. Tom Takar.
Yeah.
Yadoye Travis.
Yeah. So lots of people have gone on.
So what's
Amy Miller?
So what's it like to see a comic kind of before they make it big or they get that Netflix special? Because
it's like a glow.
Yeah.
You see in the room, it's like the lights go down. There's a momentary
halo
appears, and you can just see tunnel vision, and you're like, this is my person.
I feel like this bodes poorly for me ever getting a Netflix special that nobody's commenting on the lights being really low right now in here. So,
well, maybe they should just listen to this program and then they'll know they need to give you a special.
That's right.
It is hard to say, like, when you see somebody perform and you're just like, that person's dynamite. Like, there's just something about seeing a good musician too. You're just like, there's something dynamite about
just
that.
Just magic, you see it. And I tour so much and I always go watch comedy wherever I'm at so that we can find those people. And you do, you'll see them. And part of it is it's just, I've left shows like cry laughing or jokes that just like run through your head for years and you just can't, like, those are the people we try to bring in is like the funniest people that we can find.
So how do you find the comics?
Well, a lot of it is, like Emma was just saying, as she's out, she keeps her eye her finger on the pulse, let's say. And honestly, I go peruse who is being invited to other festivals throughout the nation and see, okay, I've seen this same person's name pop up several times and Emma's mentioned that person, so I float an offer out to them. I mean, it's as simple as that.
So this is going into your third year. Does it get easier every year to convince comics to come to Boise?
The first year it was favors. We were pulling in favors hard and being like, promise, you'll love it. It's beautiful.
We're on the best list of everything.
I know. I'm like, I promise. And that was
But that's for people with money. Right. Comics do not have money.
but
we won't let you sleep down by the river. So
we put people up and they have a great time.
Yeah. No,
but
the focus that we've had every year is what we can do for the comics.
Yeah,
right? All we can really control is how much fun they have and how they're treated. So
that's what we guaranteed the first year when we were pulling favors. We're like, we'll feed you free liquor. I promise you'll love.
Oh, well, you
the
had
city.
Them right there.
Yeah, exactly.
That was
two things.
A pretty.
I mean, so there you go. Yeah. But now you don't even have to offer that.
Well, no, but we still do. We have a genuine, bona fide artist lounge with food and booze.
Yeah,
and,
we learned a lot from
non-alcoholic beverages.
They treat their artists. We were like, we want to be. Because comics, you know, we get treated like raccoons on the road where people are like, free chicken strips, but that, you know, no hotel.
You get two of them.
Yeah. So it's when people come here, they always are like, it paid well. You guys put me up. Mm. The food was amazing. Like, we have a lot of local businesses who donate food, like, who do sandwiches and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's really cool.
So, yeah, that word of mouth among the comic community, is that how you say that?
Sure.
Has really... Made it, you know, I mean, people do. We get a lot of solicitations just out of the blue of people who are like, are you kidding? This person wants to come to our festival. I would pay them, and they want to pay us to come.
Yeah. Who would you, I mean, it's probably hard to say, like, I mean, you've 60 comics coming, and I would think that all of them have something to bring to the table.
Oh boy.
But are there one or two in particular that you're looking forward to seeing perform?
So Maria Bamford is my favorite comic.
Festival headliner.
Lady
Dynamite herself.
Years ago, when I had just started comedy, I saw her at the Egyptian, and I was crossing the street, and she was curling her hair in the Egyptian green room, and she like looked down and saw me, and I waved and like made a funny face at her, and she waved, and then later in the meet and greet she was like, oh, you were the woman who waved at me.
No way.
And I was like, you're my favorite comic, and I think you're so amazing, and I just want to be your best friend. So every time I've performed with her, and around her even, I've just been a nervous wreck, and every time watching her do comedy makes me feel so inspired and excited to do more comedy. So she's one of my favorites. And then Solomon Giorgio is like, same. He's one of my favorite comics of all time.
Maria's Saturday at the Knitting Factory. Solomon is Friday at Liquid Laughs. I mean, tonight, Sam Talent
is a killer.
He is a hidden gem. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay, so let's talk about the festival itself. So it starts
tonight.
Tonight.
Two shows tonight at Liquid Laughs, and then there's five shows a night for the next, you know, through the weekend. And Rhea Butcher, I meant to mention Rhea Butcher.
Rhea is fantastic. People really love them. And they're at the Knitting Factory.
Friday night. Yeah. We're really pushing the Friday night shows. Forget about the football game. The football game is not worth going to. The comedy isn't going to.
There'll be another football game, but the festival only comes around once a year. So how do people find out about locations and times, since they're kind of all over the city?
It's all on the website, 208comedyfest.com. And it's very plainly laid out. But it's basically Liquid Laughs, Knitting Factory, the Olympic Venue, the Balcony Club, Woodland Empire, and maybe a pop-up show at Even Stevens.
Really?
Any show that you caught would be the funniest show.
Thing I will say is I guarantee you're going to have a good time. These are killers. Everybody on these shows are worth seeing.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, oh boy, that was a...
I can't get that hour back in my life.
100% not. 100% not. And I wouldn't put that guarantee on any other comedy stuff except for what we put together.
What do you think makes...
Stop talking.
Okay, just stop talking right now. What do you think makes this comedy festival so special?
That right there.
I think, honestly, it's our love of comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, we are comics also, but we are huge fans of comedy. And that's kind of what's always bonded us and made us like really excited to do the festivals. Yeah. And even though it's so much work and and we don't sleep for like a month before this,
that's why you're so
when
am-
you're
oh,
hearing,
yeah, I'm amped up on a lot of coffee.
But like when you're down there and we're like together and we're watching everybody, we're just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we put this together. I can't believe like people are having so much fun.
And I feel like the joy that we infuse into it is felt, right? Like, again, back to the only things that we can control in this is how we present what we've got. And if the audience doesn't see it, then, you know, c'est la vie. But we put a lot of heart and soul into it. And the whole point is to spread joy and love. And that sounds silly, but it is 100% true. And I think that's why it's successful and why people keep coming back.
There is nothing better than a good laugh, right? Like,
It's,
I mean, there's really nothing better than when somebody makes you just fall over laughing.
Whenever I do like a really good show, and you know, sometimes I'll have a show where I'm like, okay, I should probably go get my degree. But occasionally you'll do a show that's just so fabulous that you're like, this is why I do this. And all weekend I just watch shows like that. So
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Our guests, Dylan Haas and Emma Arnold, co-directors and co-founders of 208 Comedy Fest. It starts tonight, goes through Sunday. Get on their website for info. I love having you guys in. Thanks so much.
Gemma.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. We could not do this without all of you. So thank you for listening and being a part of this. My producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. It's Thursday. Hope you have a good rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.